Been just a busy couple of days, really. I started off with yesterday and then kick into some serious good results from Dundalk, the cross country that's there today, and then I'll give you some forthcoming stuff. But yesterday was Irish University's indoor championships. They were held in Dublin, and Lauren Callaghan from DCU, a member of Finn Valley from Kilkegarden, she won the long jump at 5.98, continuing good form. Obviously, she's doing the nationals next weekend, so that's going to be interesting. And the other gold medal performance at the universities yesterday, championships yesterday, was Oisin Kelly. He's a member of Cranfort. He's at university in Dublin as well, of course. And he 800 metres was his forte, and he won it yesterday. So just a continuation for Oisin of what has been a great career to date. You know, since he's a wee under 11, boy, he was winning national titles, and he's still out there at the university right now, and he's still winning. So big plus for him. So well done there at the universities. And then that was the medal tally from a Donegal perspective. And then the big result came in from the States, from Boston, overnight then, for Cara Lafferty, the Finn Valley girl who's on a scholarship, athletic scholarship at Providence College. And you know, she has been well in and out of form in recent years, but she really had it to her biggest ever performance last night. She won in 800 metres at the David Hemery Invitational meeting in Boston University. She ran 2:08.62. That's a PB for her. It's a Finn Valley club record, beating her own club record, and it's again a big plus for her. And delighted to see that, because as I say, she's been in and out of form over the last couple of years, and you know, she is now enjoying her scholarship with Providence College, so well done to her. Then started off early in the day with the underage development national championships, and the only really positive story coming out of it really was Finn Valley team under 13 boys. They got second. Amazon Donegal team also got medals there. The Finn Valley team were Pascal McMenamin, Dylan Temple, Oisin Brown, Ina Byrne, and then Kieran Neeson, and Ellie Duffy from the Rosses was on that county team as well. Ellie was the best of the Donegal boys. He finished fourth, so a really strong performance from him. But Donegal and the county team getting medals at under 13 level there. And a good result also from the Rosses' perspective, with the earlier as well, with Enya Logue from the Rosses getting in third in her age category as well. So well done there. That was in Dundalk. That was in Dundalk, and then Dundalk then continued with national masters and intermediates and stuff like that. But the big result, as it's been on a number of weekends in recent months, the name of Amy Green keeps coming up in a very, very positive manner. Well, today Amy really did extremely well once again. She won the national intermediate title. Not only did she win it, you know, she took off at the start and she developed a gap, and she just built on that gap, and she was way ahead. A very, very impressive run on sticky conditions at Dundalk IT, or Dundalk is a university now, of course. But Amy Green from Finn Valley is the new national intermediate cross-country champion. And, you know, this is a season for her that started with Donegal novice title, with the Ulster title, with getting on the Irish team under 20, and so on. Now in the year 2024, She's a national intermediate champion. So well done to the Dunlow girl who runs out of Finn Valley. A big significant victory for Amy Green once again there. Other results, well, there was a lot of other medals and good stories from there as well. The Donegal men 35, they got third team. It was Jared Gallagher, Charlie O'Donnell from the Rosses, there was Manus McHugh, David Porter, there was Declan Gallagher, and there was Barry Gallagher on that team. And the over 50 team, indeed, Donegal team, also got third. So a good lot of medals coming through from the master men. And also in the master men, we've got to mention Martin Kerr on the over 70 section. He got third, so well done to him. And then some better results even than the men from the master women. A really, really brilliant performance, an individual performance from Leonie Cook of Finn Valley. She won the over 35s in the master women, and indeed led Finn Valley to second team behind Rahini, and she was supported there by Teresa Doherty, by Kay Byrne and Aisling Moore. So well done to them, and Kay herself was second in her age category. So that was Leonie Cook from Finn Valley, over 35 national champion, and leading the Donegal and the Finn Valley team, but the Finn Valley team finishing second, and the The women's team also finishing second, with Fionnuala Dhivir from the Rosses Club on board with the Finn Valley Girls there as well. So very, very, very positive in that respect. And so a good day in Dundalk for those underage 13 boys. A great day for Amy Green once again. Really, really great. She's a university, she's in a scholarship now at DCU, of course. And, you know, she really has copper fastened that scholarship with some great, great, great cross-country performances. And so well done to her. Really, really positive performance from Amy Green. You know, anybody done about the Rosses and don't know, she'd be very, very proud of her, as the people in Finn Valley are, indeed Donegal Athletics are. So well done, Amy Green. And then tonight we've got another exciting thing to look forward to tonight. At 6:30 tonight, Mark English runs in the Melrose Games in New York, and at 6:45, Roisin Flanagan, also Finn Valley, she runs in the 2 miles. So we're looking forward to really some very, very, very exciting performance. Obviously, this is a world-class World Athletics Gold meet. It's Melrose Games. It's a famous, famous meet in New York. And Mark English, we have two Donegal competitors from Finn Valley. We have Mark English in the 800, and we have Roisin Flanagan in the 2 mile indoor meet, of course. And we're looking forward to that. So that's 6:30. If anybody wants to look, that's been streamed live. That's been streamed live on World Athletics YouTube. So if anybody wants to kick in and watch that, Mark English at 6:30 and Roisin Flanagan at 6:45. And world class. I mean, Roisin Flanagan's got the Ethiopian. She's got Laura Muir. She's got a world class field against her, as has Mark. As has Mark English. You know, we do know that Mark English is in great form. He ran an Irish record over 600 metres last weekend. And we're looking forward now beyond this weekend to the National Senior Championships are being held in Dublin next weekend. And again, Mark English going for his 9th, and indeed it could be his 10th national 800 metres indoor title. So what about that? That's some record. And, you know, he's under pressure, as he always has been. But, you know, there are a couple of other Irish guys running very, very fast. But he's the defending champion. He's the man that we look to, and that's next weekend. And also another brilliant performance from yet another Finn Valley athlete just yesterday, Summer Leckie. She was in Czech Republic. She jumped 179. She's been at a few European meets over the week. Performances have all been in the high 7.75, 7.6, 7.79. So she's been touring Europe really, in preparation for the National Senior Championships as well, with a view to try and get the title under her belt, which she has done before at National Senior level. That's for Summer Leckie. So we're looking forward to the National Seniors, and we're celebrating Amy Green, and we're celebrating all those master athletes, and indeed those young underage athletes, and those university athletes. So, and indeed Carol Lafferty and that personal best performance in the States. So it's been a busy weekend here, there and everywhere for those athletes, those Donegal athletes, and certainly they're not afraid to go out and compete and get there and be in the middle of indeed not only national competition but on the international scene. And we're looking forward to tonight to Mark English and indeed Roisin Flanagan.